Thanks for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. If you're hearing this intro, it's because you're not listening to the premium feed. Access to that feed is free, and you can sign up at vansage.com to get it. So why sign up for the premium feed? Well, for one, valuable exclusive content. I'll say more about that at the end of this episode. I want to talk a bit about rain days today. We had a few rain days recently in the Seattle area where I'm currently parked up. And, you know, it's easy to get cabin fever and not kind of run out of things to do and not be sure what to do next, or even to want to flee for someplace sunnier, which is easy enough in this area. I can always switch over to Eastern Washington, but other issues came up and I just needed to stay put for a while. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about what I do and what I can suggest for you to do when you're stuck in the van and it's raining outside. So, I mean, first of all, I love an excuse to lay around all day reading and watching movies. That gets unhealthy very quickly, at least for me, for anybody really, come on. It's just not a great idea. We all need physical activity. Many of us are into van life because of the wonderful outdoor and physical opportunities and are not crazy about staying indoors all the time in the first place. And so we don't need a big house or a big apartment because we want to be outside anyway. So, and that definitely describes me. So yeah, it gets boring after a day or two, and not to mention unhealthy. So what do I like to do? Well, my favorite activities are mountain biking and hiking as far as outdoor stuff goes. And not everybody wants to go hiking in the rain. I'm actually not a fan of either. I used to be what we'd call a mutter in the mountain biking world, where I would go out and just slop around all day and be perfectly happy and mud in my teeth and come home and shower off, spray the bike down, no problem. I'm not so much into that anymore. I'll go out in a light mist for a while. That's fine. Or a drizzle, or even after a rain. I can handle the mud, and I definitely have the gear back at the van to clean up and you know, get dry and everything. So that's not a big deal. But I'm not the rain play rider that I used to be. But I will do it from time to time, especially if there's a lot of rain and or a lot of being stuck indoors, or I just haven't had the chance to ride and my only chance is on a rain day. I'll do that. And I recommend trying it, you know, and try going for a short hike or whatever. If you've got really great rain gear, the forest is or the beach or wherever you're hiking can be, or the desert or wherever you're hiking can be really beautiful in the rain. So it opens up a new perspective. You get to see things you normally wouldn't. The air is cleaner. It's a wonderful experience. So that's one thing you can do. Rain days are great for planning. You don't have to lay around and watch TV. You know, use your brain, break out the whatever note-taking app you're using or notebook or calendar, and think ahead. Look ahead for a few days or weeks, and just take the time to plan what your next move is, where you're gonna travel to next. Maybe you've already got that figured out for the next 2 weeks or month or 2 months. Maybe plan the whole year. Maybe do a 5-year goal setting extravaganza, you know, for a couple days while it's raining, and really, really think ahead on where you want to be in a year or 2 years or 5 years. That can be a very valuable experience and strategy, be it for business or personal stuff or health or family or whatever. So that's another cool thing you can do on a rain day. Rain days are great days to catch up with family and friends on the phone or video chat or email. It's to get contemplative and think about people you haven't reached out to in a while, or to respond to, you know, Uncle Joe who wrote you an email a month ago and you still haven't replied. Now's the time. Go for it. Keep in touch. It's also a great time to write snail mail. I like to send postcards, especially when I'm traveling out of the country, pop into some tourist places, or make a habit of picking up postcards when you're out and about. And then now you know what to do on a rain day. You fill out that postcard, make a few notes, and send it off to loved ones, family, friends, etc. What else? Oh, you can get some interior work done on the vehicle. You're stuck inside anyway. It's a great time to clean and organize. Go through that drawer that has seven spatulas in it that where you only need one or two, that kind of thing. And then make a trip to the thrift store or donation at the church or whatever. So that's another cool thing you can do on a rain day. It can be difficult to get any real mechanical or technical work done if you're in and out of the van and it's raining, but well, you never know. Maybe you can pull apart a failed drawer or something like that, or cabinet, and replace screws or fix some minor thing like that where it doesn't take too much bouncing in and out of the van. And along those same lines, you can run to the hardware store if you're near a town and buy some things for repairs. Gets you out of the rain, out of the van at the same time. And that takes us to get another thing you can do on a rain day: go into town. Find some shops, restaurants, eat a meal out, maybe hit a mall, that kind of thing, just to go. Malls, by the way, are great places to power walk. If you haven't discovered that yet, if you go early enough, you'll find some seniors at any given mall in their big white tennis shoes, power walking loops around just about any mall in the country. It's a great place to go when the weather's nasty and you want to get some exercise. So that's an option too. I'd still prefer to walk outside personally, but to each their own. Go for it. You can get your grocery shopping done, and this gets back to planning. You can plan for the coming days or weeks and buy some of those dry goods that can be stored for a while. I don't recommend, as I'll talk about in my minimalist episodes, I don't recommend buying 10 boxes of pasta unless you know you're going to eat that in the next few days. Really, we should only be buying what we're going to be eating between major grocery store trips. But I'll get into that more later, as I said. So yeah, those are some ideas for rain days. Rain days might not be a terrible day to move to just say, to heck with this, I'm going to go to that next destination or go do some scouting. Maybe you don't want to get out in the rain, but you can go look at some areas that you haven't seen before, drive through some nice neighborhoods, that kind of thing. Look at houses, look at Christmas lights. I don't know. Just some ideas for as far as driving around. So that's it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on rain days. Send me an email at podcast@vansage.com. Thanks for listening, and I will see you on the road. Once again, if you're hearing this, it's because you're not getting the premium feed. Head over to vansage.com and enter your email address for exclusive access to free, valuable stuff. So, what do you get? This is a daily podcast, but we only release 6 episodes on this public feed each week. Episode 7 is only for premium members. When you sign up at vansage.com, not only do you get early access to the Campervan podcast episodes, you also get episode 7. Each week, I'll send you a link to download in advance all 7 episodes for that week. Also, you get the vansage.com newsletter that includes exclusive articles and links to awesome van life stuff not available on the site or the podcast. I won't spam you or sell your email address. That would be ridiculous. I value your trust and promise not to abuse it. Again, all this is free, so head to vansage.com and enter your email address. Don't miss out on the valuable, free, exclusive extras. Okay, I have a favor to ask you. Please help get the word out. Nothing beats word of mouth, and the best way to achieve that in the modern era is to share the link to the Campervan podcast on social media such as Facebook, Instagram, your blog, YouTube channel, or other platforms. You can also send it old school style via email or even text message. Also, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. If you feel compelled to head over to iTunes and give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Okay, thanks again for tuning in, and I will see you on the road.
About me, and I need this morning. It's my fault I've been crying.